how often do you find yourself reading about some recent scientific discovery and thinking, this seems pretty cool and important, but I don't really understand the science behind it, and at this point, it's probably too late to ask? It can be frustrating, especially if the topic has a direct impact on your life. My project works to help bridge that gap. I've created At This Point, which is a podcast that aims to expand the accessibility of science. There are a lot of barriers to accessing science. Oftentimes, to really understand a topic, you need a lot of training in a specific field, and some people don't have access to the education or have other career interests. But regardless of your daily involvement in science, scientific discoveries and advancements affect us all. Take, for example, the recent uptick in natural disasters. If we understand the science behind these events, we can know why such storms are happening more often. This allows us to make informed decisions about how to prepare for these weather events. We can also connect with local, state, and federal policymakers to discuss laws and regulations that can help with the prevention or repair efforts. And as taxpayers, part of what you pay goes towards funding this research, and it's nice to know what your money is being used for. Science communication is a way to bridge the gap between experts and the public, ensuring that there's an opportunity for all people to understand the world around us. There are many different avenues and forms of media for engaging in science communication, and I chose to create a podcast, as they can be listened to while doing other things and are easy to fit into our busy lives. Each episode features an undergraduate researcher at Oregon State University with topics from analytical chemistry to intertidal ecology and more. In the episodes, we chat about their project, the implications of their work, and what it's like to be involved in undergraduate research. Throughout this next year, I'll be releasing 7 episodes, each featuring a new project and researcher. So what I have next is a brief sneak peek of our first episode, which features researcher Lindsay Unitam.
So this is our goal. My research focuses on developing simple and inexpensive point-of-care diagnostic devices to make life-saving blood tests available in resource-limited areas.
I'm Tori Pucci, and welcome to Episode 1 of At This Point, the science podcast that works to expand the accessibility of science by exploring topics that, at this point, may seem too complex to understand. So I encourage you to think about how you are engaging in science communication. If you're a researcher, how do you explain the work that you do? How are you engaging with the communities that your work affects? If you're a student or a professor or really anybody outside of academia who is interested in science, what are you doing to learn more about the world around you? And with that, please enjoy At This Point. At This Point is supported by funding from the Oregon State University College of Science Summer Undergraduate Research Experience Program. Thank you to the Honors College, College of Liberal Arts, School of Writing, Literature, and Film, my mentor, Dr. Aaron Flugfelder, all of the researchers who took the time to engage in science communication and share their work, and everyone else who supports this project. Thank you.